It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, the Three Amigos together again. And Caleb, I gotta know, inquiring minds want to know. I mean, you were off to Kimberly on Friday night. We were trying to think of ways to keep you awake.
Yeah, so obviously I'm here. So
yeah,
I did make it back.
Perish in a fiery crash, so that's good news.
Yes, honestly, praise the Lord for that. But so it's around 3 hours, and it was pretty late by the time I started back. So well after 10 o'clock by the time I started on the trek back here. So honestly, at the start of any trip, you feel really good, like hale and hearty, right? So I felt really good. And because I was broadcasting from out in the stands, the chill kind of kept me awake. And then I had the Brewers.
Yeah.
And so I was listening to that thrilling
Brewers game. That was an exciting
game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how late did the game go on Friday night? It went late, so you could listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, probably 10:30, 10:45, something like that with the game. And then there was the post game, and it was like, yeah, we won. We're going to a game seven.
Right.
So that probably sustained me through close to the first hour.
There's still two more hours.
Then the thought of food, because I purposely did not get food right away.
Uh-huh.
So the thought of stopping somewhere to get food and to use the restroom, kind of, because I used Hillary's tip as well, too.
Yeah.
So that kind of pushed me close to Wausau. And so I got some food. The food was very, very hot, and it burned my mouth. So that kind of kept me.
All
right.
Yeah, so the pain kind of kept me awake and sustained me. My wife, you know, you'd mentioned corn nuts.
Yes.
And let's not say cheap. Let's say thrifty. Frugal.
Yeah.
Frugal's good. Okay. And so we actually had some sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nice.
Already.
That's baseball related. Yeah.
So, my wife
like
packed those.
Poor man's corn nuts.
Yeah. So my wife packed those, since we already had them in the cupboard open.
Nice.
Packed those for me along with some baby carrots. And so I just pounded sunflower seeds and baby carrots as long as I could. But the last hour, post Wausau, the last hour is where things really, really started to get difficult.
Uh-huh.
Because the nuts and the carrots were wearing off.
Yeah, the Brewers were done.
And I was listening to, you know, every song I could sing along to on the radio. But what I ended up doing is using the winter chill.
So
I yelled as much as I could. I slapped myself in the face several times. And I rolled both windows down until I was just frigid.
Perfect.
Frigid. I mean, like,
you
not like
disrobing,
but like taking off the coat so that I could be as cold as I possibly could be.
This is a delicate balance between keeping awake and sleeping with hypothermia.
Yes.
I have never gone that far.
Oh,
I mean, maybe one window, not both.
Honestly, and then you see the exit coming up for 75A on 29. I'm like, I'm here. I'm
Mayor's
here. Praise the Lord. I'm here. And then, honestly, I was really awake when I came home and far too awake. And my wife is like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, you want to stay up and watch a show or something? She's like, no, I stayed up to make sure you didn't die.
Oh, my goodness. Cool.
But yeah, I made it. Praise the Lord. So
appreciate
all the help and advice.
Now, you come into the studio in the morning, you see these guys for the first time in the weekend, and you notice one of them's hobbling a little bit.
Yeah,
What's up, Mark?
Well,
What's up?
I had some good exercise yesterday and made it from where we live off of the north side of Eau Claire all the way down to the Quick Trip River Prairie and back. It was a combination walk, jog, okay?
Okay.
Sure. I mean, so, and even, you know, jog for a bit. But the thing is that, I don't know if anybody else experiences this, but the idea is that I won't exercise, too busy, this, that. And then all of a sudden I exercise and then I overdo it.
Right.
And then I'm like, back to not.
Right.
And it's like beginning, you know, playing Candyland and going back to the beginning time and time
It's
again.
Like this mind over body thing, like mind over matter, mind over body. So it's like, if I think I can.
Right.
And then your body's like, nah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? One of the times I went to this training at Dr. Drew's place and he had us do like 30 squats. And the next day I was like, I could hardly walk.
I can't walk.
So
no,
it's just, you ever do that?
Absolutely. And, you know, or I'll think I'm in better shape than I really am because, you know, again, I do the start and stop kind of stuff and then you almost kind of die. But, you know, you survive. I guess my advice would be, like, if you're exerting like that, drink some orange juice either midway through or immediately after, because the vitamin C will help break down the lactic acid that's building up
in your
muscles.
You could have stopped at the Quick Trip for that.
Your advice to all of us, all of our, Caleb, drink more. Mark, drink more. So that's just kind of like
push fluids.
Absolutely, push fluids. But yeah, like a high vitamin C, you know, orange juice is awesome for that.
Thank you.
It's a little late now, but I mean, still give it a try.
No, it's not bad. It's a good kind of pain.
It's a good pain.
It's just like, hey, that's because, but I want to stay out there, keep moving.
But I mean, you realize like you had like muscles and ligaments and tendons where you didn't realize
that.
I mean, like,
yes.
So It's like, oh, there is something right.
There's
there.
Something there.
Because uh-huh. It hurts.
Yeah. Did you do this solo or did your family like
No, it was me.
Along?
It was me.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was aspiring. I had thought like Colfax, Hoffman Hills. Yesterday was a great day for that.
Gorgeous.
But it was a bit of a drive, so didn't get there. And again, 56 today, the rest of the week in the 40s. So
I'll have to get out there.
Good
and you
walk.
Know, if you can get down to that River Prairie area, the mm-hmm. trails along the river are
I gotta try
gorgeous
that. Yeah,
and stunning.
Okay.
So you can do more than just go to Quick Trip there.
I will aspire to go further.
You can do it. Well, it's a Monday morning, and we're gathered here together. It's kind of fun because, you know, we don't see each other for a couple of days, and then we all have to catch up. Now, Mark got to do something really cool this week. You got to go to the Pablo Center.
Right.
I have not been in there yet.
No, it
Neither
is really good. It's really nice. I mean, it's amazing. My son was a part of the Clearwater Choral Festival.
Cool.
And I don't know how many. They've been doing this for a few years now, and UW Eau Claire was putting this on, and so some of their folks and some of their choral groups. River Falls High School was the featured choral group, and they did a great job. They really did wonderful. They actually, one of their songs was This Little Light of Mine.
Nice.
Oh.
And they did it kind of some aspects I hadn't necessarily heard from before. But Dawson was one of 230 kids
wow.
who spent the day there and then got to perform on the stage. He was just blown away. He's like, Dad, backstage, it's just
so
unbelievable.
Cool.
So, and then to have another theater right next door where mm-hmm. another performer, the Jam Theater,
mm-hmm.
Is amazing. Like the soundproof quality, right? Where you've got
wow.
big-time musical events and no interruptions. So it's really quality
okay,
pushing the arts.
Okay, I
want to
know,
there.
Why can they do that there, but like in a hotel, you hear every noise?
Right,
and
right.
I'm like, could we improve on that somehow?
They're not spending the same bucks they spent there.
Right.
But again, downtown Eau Claire, I really love it. We live closer to it than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
I learned, though, that Farmers Market... Anyway, it's late October now. But Farmer's Market maybe should be termed differently because as we brought Evelyn's, our daughter Evelyn's little mini Aussie shepherd down there.
Athena,
thank you. That and people are just fawning over the dog. And
yes.
we found some folks who have one that's 10 years old. And they're like, oh, you're going to love it and this and that. And I'm like, and then somebody else brings their dog and everybody's reacting. I'm like, this is really a dog showcase,
yes.
right?
It's,
that's what it really is.
I mean, honestly, it sounds to me like the dog equivalent of car shows. Because what
yes.
do? You
right.
open up the hoods and you look,
uh-huh.
oh, what do you got under there? Well,
right.
Here, come see what I've got. And then it's you just do it with dogs.
Right,
so,
right.
Nothing
yeah.
And then you buy some great healthy food.
Yeah.
No. Or some
or, well,
delicious treats that aren't as healthy but are fantastic.
Either or.
But you guys had a good time.
Yes. It was so cold and windy, though, Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I'd much
Saturday
rather
morning.
Be indoors at the Pablo Center.
Also,
right.
shout out to all those considering going to the Pablo Center for Tim Hawkins, which is Valentine's Sunday.
Yes.
We have that event linked, Tim Hawkins, live in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. If you don't remember him last August, completely sold out. He'll be at the Pablo Center.
February 17th.
February 17th. So it's a Sunday. And I found out from the promoter that well over half the tickets are sold already.
Wow.
So
I was
don't
thinking
miss
of that.
Out.
I was thinking of that as I sat there the other night. So, okay, purchase those tickets. And don't forget to have Brayton Meyer, November 11th.
Yeah, I'm taking a group of kids from church. So get your groups together. And it's just lots of great events coming our way. I love this town. I love how it really embraces the arts and, you know, different showcasing different talents from our area and beyond.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.